Leroy Jenkins.
Welcome, everybody, to a brand new edition of Ravelcast. I am your host, Achilles, joined as always by the homeless junkie that makes me feel funky, Nicholas Blackshaw.
What's up?
And the autist that makes me feel the hottest, Soman, who's not here right now, but he might show up with a mouthful of fucking food. And finally, last and certainly least, Kayla.
Thanks.
You get
thanks,
no buddy. Rhyme.
You're a real pal.
On this week's edition of Rafflecast, we will be talking about a bunch of trawlers. I have no idea which ones we're going to get to, but we're going to get through as many as possible. So we have a whole swath of them right now. There's a bunch of new movies coming out. Is there any one in particular that you guys have seen recently that stood out to you as a really anticipated movie based on the trailer?
No.
Nothing?
No.
Not really.
Well, when I saw the new Avengers Infinity War trailer, I was not excited for the movie. Now I am excited for the movie. It looks...
Haven't seen it yet.
Ooh, we're going to watch that one first. Nice.
Yeah.
We're also going to check it. Did we watch the Venom trailer 2 weeks ago?
Was it just a tiny teaser or is there an actual trailer
now? I think
now?
It was a teaser. Well, it wasn't like a teaser. It was just... It didn't show Venom. It was just Ed Hardy. It was just that dead artist who made horrible t-shirts.
I do that all the time.
Oh, man.
Those
do you think
fucking
they're related?
T-shirts.
They might actually be related.
Like,
I'm triggered. Like, that triggers me because it just makes me feel like I'm back in Fort McMurray.
Like, super, like, distant relatives.
I don't know if you've seen... Oh, look.
Y'all nigga said 6:30. It ain't 6:30.
No, he said quarter after. Thank you, and yeah. Come again.
And guess who is here? Kayla. And I didn't even have a rhyme for her. I had one that was great for you, and you'll never know what it is.
Yeah.
You said yes at 6:30, and then you said 6:15-ish, so 6:30 still counts.
No.
Okay, running on Chinese time over here. Jesus!
I was in the shower. I was being clean.
That is
unlike a, no, you.
Why you know, would you need to be clean to be on the internet?
Yeah, this is a radio
He's
show.
He's lying. Soman. He was eating fried chicken in the shower. Like, don't listen to
okay,
him.
Okay, first of all.
Why would you eat fried chicken in the shower?
Yeah.
I don't know. Why would you, you crazy bastard?
That sounds like an awesome idea.
No, you
know people eat oranges in the shower? It's weird.
I eat oranges
why?
In the shower. I love eating.
I only drink beer in the shower. I don't eat in the shower.
See, beer showers are good.
But I'm an alcoholic.
Yeah. Beer showers are good because that's right. What you're supposed to do in Finland, which is a country.
It's not a country.
It is a real
it's
place.
It's not a real
it
place.
It is a room with people.
No. There's Finnish, there's Finnish culture, but there is no Finland.
How is that? It's like Armenia.
No, it's part of
pictures
Russia.
Pictures or it Sweden. Didn't happen.
Well, I did take pictures. I took a ton of pictures and they're all on my Facebook and website. So fuck you guys.
I don't believe you.
There's video. I met Deepak Chopra in fucking Finland. It was a real thing that happened.
Yeah. Can you show us?
You're
the
flight a
flat
you earther,
there?
Aren't
I
you?
I can show you the flight. You know what it said when I was landing in? Russia. That was confusing. But actually, Finland is only a 98-year-old country. It was actually just Russia before that. So it's not that far off. And they're like what we call snowshalists, which are like socialist people that live in the snow, but no sense of humor. It's amazing. It's a really beautiful place. I'm sad you don't believe in it, Miklos.
No, I believe in Finnish people. I believe that it's just a vast expanse of sea. There's no actual land. It's just water.
They live on boats?
No, they live on the edge.
Okay. So they all live on the borders of like Ukraine and Russia.
No, Ukraine.
Yeah, they border Ukraine. Have you? Because you don't even know where it is on a map.
It's near Estonia, first of all.
Estonia's landlocked.
Isn't that?
Okay, this conversation getting very aggressive.
That's that made up country from Dilbert, right?
No, that's a that was Moldova, and that's a real country. Okay. No, please.
No, I don't want to say it. It wasn't funny. I thought it would be funny, and then I thought about it, and I was like, that's fucking stupid.
But then it would be right in line with everything that's ever been said in the history of Rafflecasts.
Especially by me.
Especially by everyone. What was I going to say? Oh, yes. I watched the first half of Annihilation. It was really good.
You only watched half of it?
Yeah, I have a friend who has a kid because he doesn't want to wrap his dick. Oh, here's a fun story. I tell it every time. He had like a few weeks notice because his girlfriend decided to be the star of I Didn't Know I Was Pregnant, but like without cameras or anything. So,
good Lord.
How do you not know?
Like, how do you not know?
She didn't
it could
even
be fat.
No, she wasn't fat. She's so skinny. So skinny. and really
even
big
if they're
hands.
Fat, like there are signs. Like,
was
come
it,
on.
You was don't it have an underweight baby?
Well, some people spot during their pregnancy, and you can still get your pregnancy your period during your pregnancy, and that's why a lot of people don't know.
See, I'm that paranoid bitch who I'm not even getting any, and I still am scared that I'm going to get pregnant. Like,
oh,
that's
yeah.
Me.
I wipe off every toilet seat I go to with Lysol because I'm scared of the semen crawling into my butthole, than me sitting on a bed and then a girl sitting on the bed and then the semen crawling into her.
See, I do the opposite. I come onto a Kleenex and I bring it to every washroom I go to.
Oh, God.
I get it in all the nooks and crannies on every toilet.
I'm just
spread no,
just in case, just in case.
That's not transferable.
No, man. You know anything about sperm in the bloodstream? It makes women hella pregnant.
What? You can't get blood in your semen in your bloodstream anymore.
Of course you can.
That place is gone.
Through injections.
Oh my God. Okay, and also... So
that's the new drug.
So that's what my dojins tell me.
Fuck you. you're the semen I'm fighting against. It's people like you that make people like me carry around Lysol. Mm-hmm. Actually, do you know why I jerk off only in the shower? No, anyone?
Why?
Okay. Because I like to think that my semen is getting into the water supply and at least one will like make it through the water recycling process. And then when a woman's showering and she rubs up against her vagina and impregnator.
See, I just thought it was because you hated plumbing.
Yeah, also hate plumbing.
Seriously, fuck science, though.
Semen
right?
in the shower does not feel good unless you have some sort of pressurized washhead because it turns the cement against your skin. It's such an awkward.
So you're a cold showerer then, right?
I do the Wim Hof method of like relatively cold showers. I do take warm showers as well. Listen, I'm not opposed to it, but we're in a dry climate. I like me a hot shower, but I had to be moderate about it because my skin's important to me. This movie is
Wait, why is hot showers bad for you?
Because it dries out your skin. This podcast is about movies.
Not semen and skin.
We're going to watch. Does everyone have their links open? Their link log?
Yeah, which one do you want, bitch?
Of course, I want the one that's most anticipated between all of us. The Boss Baby Back in Business trailer.
Do we have like a veto ability? Can I like veto things? Because that'd be great.
No, like in society, as a woman, you have no power here. I am so sorry, and I do not mean that. Women have all the power.
Well, I guess I'll just live it like every other day.
The future is female. When everyone's ready, please let me know.
Are we actually watching that first?
I'm not kidding. We're going to watch this and we're going to roast the shit out of it. 100%
has it ready to go.
It is open in my Windows and I am ready to play.
You full screened it.
It is full screen.
I'm just going to pretend like I'm watching it.
No, you are going to play this. You're going to give it a view. It's going to fuck up your recommendations. YouTube recommendations are going to be all Boss Baby this week. Okay, 3, 2, 1, go.
We are back to work, Templeton. Hello, you beautiful baby corp.
Yes, boss? Put in for duty. I'm boss's brother.
Well, look, I still don't give a shit.
This is a Netflix original because they're making high quality content to go directly to the
world. Loves babies.
You know, instead of making it like a proper season of House of Cards, they'll invest their money on something like this.
What's the threat?
A cat!
What? Cats don't play by rules.
This is kind of cute. Actually, there's a really noted scientist that was on Maddox.
This meeting is making me uncomfortable.
This trailer is like
the greatest debate in the universe. And well, you're gonna not only are you watching this, you're gonna fall in love with this because I know what you're like. You get weirdly attached to things.
This is my job.
No, this is nothing charming or authentic about it.
Well,
the only baby is Stewie because he's an asshole.
For Stacy.
In fairness, sir, the cat
thought
of it first.
How did this baby get to become a boss of anything?
Well, obviously working really hard, being able to speak at that age is something.
To go.
He slept ahead. He slept to get ahead.
I'm just triggered because this baby is more successful than me.
It's not a real baby. Why is everyone so upset?
Oh, so that makes sense.
My triggers!
That was the trailer for the new Netflix original, Boss Baby. Where a baby becomes a boss through sleeping to get ahead, which is really how I encourage everyone to do it. I don't like that only women are being targeted.
Isn't this the first or the third or the second one?
Obviously, it's the second. I have no idea.
Oh, I thought there were already like two already.
But there might be another theatrical release. It was a very popular movie, but this is just like a Netflix one.
This is like how there was the Kung Fu Panda Christmas holiday special.
I just want to know how many movies I need to refuse to watch.
It was really nice. He made noodles for the whole town.
Pause the podcast. We're going to go watch that instead.
What are we watching?
I don't know. Okay. Now, for Boss Baby, if we're going to rate that movie out of 10, what are we going to give it out of 0?
I feel like I'm a worse person having watched that, and you know me.
What? You've seen Boss Baby?
No.
Oh, you mean just that trailer?
Just a trailer.
A bus.
I think that this is an example of shitty, pandering, money-grabbing bullshit out of Netflix, and I am disappointed that they're producing this type of content, but they've been doing this forever.
How is it money-grabbing? You pay the same amount of money no matter if you watch it or don't.
Yeah, but parents are going to be inclined to give kids more of what they want, which is really all kids care about. They just want the same shit over and over again, right?
That's how you shut your children up. You give them things to watch.
Are we going
to
watch the Avengers trailer soon?
Because
that's like a direct conflict. Kids just want the same thing they got every time. Another Avengers movie.
We
are adults.
We're going to watch the second most anticipated movie of the year, Tag.
Ooh, is this the Japanese one?
Yeah, I think it's a Japanese movie called Tag. No, if it was a Japanese movie, it'd be called Tag.
No, I seen it on the Joel McHale show.
Yeah.
Where they like cut everyone in half.
What?
What? I thought it was about the game Tag. I'm gonna be disappointed again.
I thought it was about the game. Rub semen on toilets.
God damn it. No,
Tag, you're pregnant.
We'll do it live. Jesus. All right, is everyone ready?
No, I thought Salman was going to share it again, but
apparently. Oh, yes, I am.
Here you go. You're actually posting in the chat because you don't want to use the one.
Yeah, it's making my life easier because I'm a lazy cunt.
Whoa, can you not use the L word in front of Miklos? Hashtag triggered.
Sorry.
Jesus. Lithuanian?
Yeah. He's an Eastern blocker. He really hates Lithuanians. Okay, I'm curious. Really
don't we all? That's why we paid those Chechens.
What, Salman?
That's why we paid all those Chechens to kill them. Yeah.
We didn't pay them anything. Okay, we fought against them.
I'm too sober for this.
3, 2, 1.
Pew. Pew. Pew.
Hey guys,
fuck you, Hawkeye. No one likes Hawkeye.
I love Hawkeye. Yeah. Hawkeye's my favorite Avenger.
Was it him running trying to look cool? See, John Hamm's funny. And he's real charming.
I love John Hamm.
This dog looks like he's
expanding. I like all
that girl. She's always the wife, the shitty wife to people after being typecast as that in the league. Hey, look, it's that guy from New Girl, and he's always that guy.
Who is it, Heigl?
I don't know. Dude, you make
not Catherine Heigl, no.
I love that guy.
This is...
The blonde chick, yeah, that's not Heigl?
No.
It's no. Oh, no, that's Catherine the chick from Popular.
Please tell me what's going on.
Tag. Oh, they're playing Tag, so he ruined a wedding.
What?
It's a good cast. She's hot.
For the entire month of May, every year, we play Tag.
Of course the woman doesn't understand.
I never had friends like this that are committed to doing anything at any time for any reason.
You need better friends. You need just a friend.
Yeah, in Alberta.
Just saying. So who's it?
Can't touch this. Can't touch this.
I mean,
of course, Hawkeye is untouchable.
You're all standing next to each other. It feels like there's an easier way to do this.
Of course, the actual action star is untouchable.
Sage.
I love. You know, usually I'm that's my girlfriend.
I want to know about these gangbangs.
Because that's your celebrity you. That's why. Same with like Wilmer Valderrama is my celebrity me.
See, I've played.
Who's a celebrity?
In like a four-way.
What?
Tag. Switching.
Disgusting. I don't want to be. I can't be within a girl's vagina within 4 weeks of her having a different dick in there. I'm allergic to other men's dick bacteria.
You're allergic to a potential paternity scandal.
Yeah, exactly.
But ice cream.
What?
He knows I'm lactose intolerant. He's taunting.
I might actually
see that's Hannibal, right?
I might see this.
Hannibal Buress.
Yes. I don't usually like movies like this, especially because they're usually really bad, like The House and stuff like that. Actually, I don't know. The House might have been good. But there's a bunch of movies like Jason Sudeikis or Jason Segel and, you know, making some comedy that wasn't really a comedy. Anyway, after seeing Date Night, it's really like changed my – or Game Night, sorry. It's kind of changed my view on those. Like, those movies actually can be good and fun, and this has a really good cast.
Life-changing.
You kind of have to watch them realizing they're going to be ridiculous.
Yeah, of course, but it doesn't excuse them for being ridiculous.
Yeah, kind of does.
Not even a little
they're
bit.
They're playing tag.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean you can't make a good movie.
You want to make a serious movie about people
it's
who
not,
play
I'm
tag?
I'm not saying it has to be a drama. I'm just saying they're bad comedies. That's, like, the problem.
All right, fair enough.
And I like comedies that are crude. And these usually aren't. The next trailer we're going to watch is for Action Point, which is the new Johnny Knoxville movie. You guys ready?
Oh, like I give a fuck.
We're all doing
this. Is Johnny Knoxville?
Man, I'm angry today. I'm sorry.
The guy who took over CKY.
So it says from the start of Jackass, so I'm assuming.
Wasn't he one of those guys in that new Dukes of Hazzard? That was 2007, yeah. So not that new.
Hey, did you know that they had one of the original Dukes of Hazzard who played Pa Kent in the TV show Smallville? And he was in the Dukes of Hazzard remake?
Whoa.
I did not know that.
Also, that car is extremely racist.
But I'm okay with just the way I like them.
Explained.
Something about the Confederate flag. Okay, is everyone ready?
Yep.
And go.
Let's see what this baby can do.
Oh, neat. He's really breaking out of his wheelhouse by doing stunts.
Hey,
I gotta go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, is he the old guy, too?
She's fine as hell for, like, an older lady.
Who is it?
That's Johnny Knoxville.
That looks...
No, the chick.
Oh, I don't know. Some old lady actress.
One of the greatest amusement parks of all time.
No, really?
So they're just making a dramatized version of Bad Grandpa?
Your mom. I think it's like back in time.
Even back then, she was the voice of reason.
Here's a lifeguard. Should we be facing the water?
Oh, wait. Is Johnny Knoxville the guy with the gravelly voice who looked like he was left out in the sun?
Yes.
I think that's everyone in Jackass. That was a pretty funny physical bar. Okay,
he looks like Willem Dafoe was hit with a pan in the face.
This is based on a real story. There was this water park that was crazy dangerous, and like people kept getting hurt, and like the rides kept getting more and more extreme. They just kept covering up people like dying, breaking bones and shit. And it was owned by this crazy guy who just kept trying to open it, and like everything was broken and people were nuts there. And this is like they bought the rights to that story. Like they eventually got a huge lawsuit and went out of business. But they
how did they cover up people dying?
I don't know.
By burying.
Graves, yeah. But I think someone like did die. And then they're like, hey, we gotta do something about this.
Crew or like customers.
Customers. Oh shit. Ah man, I'm so easily entertained.
You can't really cover up customers dying because they have families. Allegedly.
You don't know that. Allegedly. Sure.
If you're going to the world's most dangerous water park where it's like shitty and gross, you probably don't have a family. That's just reserved for Disneyland. All the lonely people go there. God damn it, I'm gonna watch this. This was like fun.
It's basically just Jackass with an amusement park.
Yeah. But it looks great.
No. There's like nothing to it. It's literally just showing me stunts. Like, I have no fucking idea what this movie is about.
I do. There's more.
No, I only know because you told me.
They need to make the water park.
Ryan Dunn.
But make money.
Yeah.
Yeah, but if you didn't tell us what it was about, we would have had no idea. You should have let us be like, what the fuck is this about?
You guys are lucky you have deep internet knowledge.
Is that Party Boy?
Chris Pontius?
Yes.
Yes, it was.
Nice.
Can we watch a good trailer
I am
now,
so hyped for that. I think that looks great. I'm excited. I'm going to watch that movie. Is it going to get a watch recommendation from you, Ray?
No, I don't. I don't like that sort of
happiness?
Chicanery.
I don't take that type of jackassery. My Chinese screens don't allow it.
That type of CKYery. Yeah.
We don't take that type of CKYery.
Remember when Bam Margera had uploaded a sex tape with his girlfriend onto one of the DVDs? That was funny.
That's weird because she's gross. Kayla, I know that this is probably your number one or number two most anticipated movie of the year, but where would you place it? Number one or number two?
Well, like, I was almost coming back to life inside, and by watching this trailer, it just made me dead again.
Okay,
so.
Guys, those stunts were great, first of all. Nicholas, what do you think?
Well,
I'm on the trailer.
It was interesting. It was exactly what I thought it was going to be. Johnny Knoxville movie. He's going to get thrown.
Better stunts. Yeah, I've seen better stunts in Ultraman.
Jackass, so I don't care.
It's true.
There were better stunts in all of the like the D movies I was in. There's that's how low budget they were.
There's better
even
stunts.
Steamy Whores number 5.
Yes. Even number 6.
To be fair, Steamy Whores 1 through 4 had really good stunts as well. All right, they had a pretty consistent throughout the cities.
Yeah,
I call it the John Wick of low caliber snuff films. Next up, we have our most anticipated movie of the year, Deadpool 2. A full trailer has finally landed. We're going to get to see it. So I've been reading a lot of reports about Deadpool 2.
I want to watch it.
At first, there was a thing that came out on Vice that said that the movie did not test. Like one Twitter user said it was all over the place. It was a big mess. It wasn't good. And I was super worried because it said it didn't show the team enough. And then in the most recent test screening, they're like, it's a masterpiece. So take that for what you will.
Well, because they did immediate reshoot.
So there's
you
more
saying
boobs.
That the internet had conflicting arguments?
I know
about how good the movie trailer was.
I know. Well, that's the thing. Like when news started trickling out about Ghostbusters being bad, and then someone's like, no, actually, it's great. And everyone's like, wait, no. Like, we were lying. Like, everyone who's seen it says this movie is objectively bad. And then reviewers kept saying, no, it's actually great. Like, that obviously led to some suspicion. And we found out that Sony was caught paying off reviewers and shit like that.
And I know after the first test screening for Deadpool, when everyone was like, it's shit, they immediately did reshoots with Cable and Domino. So,
wow, they reshot things between then and now?
Yeah.
Holy fuck. That's insane. You know what? That's the one thing that was interesting about Deadpool 1 is really running gun. You can tell this has more budget. But let's stop talking about it and watch it.
Thank you.
Wow. Can you be less aggressive?
No, I don't know what's with me tonight.
Isn't it weird you're doing a podcast with all boys and you have the most testosterone here?
I'm like sober for once, so it's like apparently
you're like how hairy her legs are.
Yeah. Apparently I'm a dick when I'm sober.
Just like us. 3, 2, 1. Go. That is a dog snoring, just so you know. It is a woke dog.
That isn't a snore. She is trying to tell me something, and I'm going to ignore her.
I'm so...
Turn off closed captions, because they're set to Polish.
No, yours are set to Polish, because they're weird Russian German.
Oh, I shit my pants.
Actually, that may have been me.
Oh, you're living the dreams, DP.
Yeah. Dude, I could have been
definitely
that role.
Definitely get out of here.
You could have been the girl who straddled Deadpool.
No. Beautiful girlfriend.
Sorry, I'm late.
Her hair looks great. I know it's extensions, but I love it.
In a space where it can't hurt us ever again.
I'd let her touch my butt.
Kiss me red.
Kiss me red. I would have met you at Comic-Con, but I'm going to Japan instead.
In the fucksicle is this?
Let's talk more about this.
My name's Cable.
What? The kid?
Move or die.
Ooh. Why is he wearing that yellow suit? Great, I love that. That is brilliant.
27
verses.
You're a lot
smarter
than I
look. Power that kid
is. I let Cable kill this kid. But I can't do this alone.
Look who's back. Make
it's hard
brand.
To hear you with that pity dick in your mouth.
We're going to be a super dick.
I'm going to feel that.
Morally flexible. Pity dick. You're going to have to turn our franchise for 10 to 12 years.
We'll be known as X-Force.
Isn't that a little derivative?
You're absolutely right.
Now,
let's go get our fuck on.
Don't call it a comeback. I've been here for years. I'm rocking my...
You can't see it, but I'm dancing right now.
They got that in slow motion.
Is the right thing. It's messy. Oh. But if you want to fight for what's right, sometimes you have to fight dirty.
That's such a great...
is why Sisterhood of the Traveling Pants is pure pornography.
God, I wish I finished college.
It lives up to the hype,
2++.
Fuck it. They probably won't even make a 3.
Yeah, why would they? Stop at 2. You killed it.
Yeah, no, that's perfect. That just makes me 100 million times more excited for the film. That's so fucking funny. It was great. How do you guys think about how Cable looks? Oh, wow. A lot of enthusiasm here.
I was going to say he's more like comics than a lot of superheroes have been.
Yes. Yeah, he's more comic. He has that stupid-ass cape and shit. Big cybernetic armor.
Calm yourself. What's wrong with capes?
Well, I mean,
what are the capes?
Why the fuck
are you wearing? Caught in airplanes.
Yes. Thank you, Ray, for actually helping this time. He's wearing a half sub cape.
For referencing a movie that was like, you can only be good if you're a superhero and being a smart person and trying to do better and be better is bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Cool.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. It's the moral of Deadpool. The thing I'm confused about is that's Scott and Jean's kid, or maybe Scott Madeline Pryor's kid, which is Jean Grey's clone, but let's not get into that. And does that mean that this is like Scott and Jean are grown up? Oh, no, sorry. Scott and Jean are going to be in this universe. Are they going to reference them? Are they going to show up? It's like, hey, your kid's trying to kill me. What other X-Men are they going to show us? Because they showed this him in the in Professor Xavier's chair. I really don't hope we go to an empty mansion with just, I guess, on a teenage warhead. Yeah. that's what I mean. Give them some characters.
Actors are expensive.
I don't think they could do it.
I mean, I think first movie pointed it out, like, that they didn't have budget for real. Like, they deliberately said it in the film. Know. But, like, the way it was presented made me think, like, oh, the Academy no longer has students if they can just afford to give one teacher one student.
What the fuck are you talking about?
Yeah, what?
I think they're
going to... Colossus and Negasonic Teenage Warhead.
Oh, yeah, I gotcha.
I think they're going to play on the same concept that there's still no budget, even if there was a budget.
That's a great idea. You know what? And now
that way they don't have to pay anyone else and they can give more money to Deadpool.
But now that Tim Miller's not there and they have a different director and stuff, I am worried. But it seems to keep a lot of the tone and stuff of the original while expanding it. I love the idea of X-Force and I love Deadpool being the one that brought X-Force to film. It's just so ironic of all the people that would do it. Okay, next up, we will watch another trailer. But in the meantime, did you guys see that thing with Count Dankula?
A Scottish YouTuber was convicted of a hate crime.
It's awful.
And faces jail time.
So, that it happened, not what he did.
Yep.
Count Dankula is a Scottish YouTuber, and he was convicted of a hate crime and faces jail time after a video of him teaching his girlfriend's dog the Nazi salute went viral. The dog looks like... Did you fart or was it the dog?
It was the dog.
She better be the dog. our audience is loving that one. So he was giving the dog verbal cues like gas the Jews and Sieg Heil, and it raised its little hand. The dog's super cute. It looks like your dog, Soman.
Yeah, it's a pug.
It's a little pugly. I think this is fucking hilarious. Do you guys have a problem with it?
No.
What, that he's getting actually charged?
No, with what he did.
Or the... No!
Do you think
whatever, it's bad taste, but so is a lot of shit on the internet.
I don't think it was bad taste.
Humor comes from the contrast and also the bizarre idea you could teach a dog to hate Jews.
Yeah, but if something bad has happened, you're not allowed to talk about it ever because you have to pretend like it never happened.
That's what
society does.
I'm going around online to anyone who says that it's a horrible thing and then posting gifs of people doing that, like, shoot your dog thing. They're like, oops, I did a school shooting.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
Same difference. The same difference.
Well, you
know, you make a racist joke online, you get charged, you film a dead body online, you just get a slap on the wrist. I mean, the world, am I right?
Well, no, you do like the dog trick where you like point a gun at the dog and it plays dead.
Yeah.
And then I'm just like, oh shit, look, a school shooting. It's the same difference.
Well, what I read was that the way the court case went, like, the judge basically said, you are using the adorableness of the dog to try to cover up for your anti-Semitic hate speech.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I'm like, that makes no sense.
He's dating a Jewish lady. It makes even less sense.
I bet he hate fucks.
It's all
only.
Very fucking stupid.
He probably like farts under the covers.
Yeah,
like I can't believe he's actually getting charged for this. Like that blows my mind.
The thing I love most about this is that the video was titled M8, like mate, you're Doug's a Nazi. And his girlfriend song is named Buddha. Oh my god. Yeah.
Which just like adds another layer to it. Like,
yeah.
Basically, I feel like the judge just did not get the joke.
Clearly. Yeah,
but that's the thing. Do judges have to, like, if there's going to be a court of humor, do we have to have comedians being the judges?
I would like that. That would be very funny. Well,
was this just decided by a judge or a jury of his peers? How did this go down? Was this decided just by the judge or a jury of his peers?
Judge, I do believe.
Judge, jury, and executioner.
Terrible.
He's dead now.
It was like the Canadian Human Rights Tribunal.
Yeah,
it's not even like a
it's
real.
It's not. It's like just like a classic tribunal in the sense of like Mad Max, where you go into the middle of Thunderdome, they shout at you, liar, liar, and then they all race around you with motorbikes. That's exactly
shame.
How they do that to Jordan B. Peterson.
Crown prosecutors argued that he was colluding with his pug to use adorableness to trick people into gassing football stadiums full of people.
Oh my god, what?
Are you absolutely for real?
Wow.
Well, you know what? Let's look at his statement. He says, the video was just an insight into the darker side of humor, a prank to annoy my girlfriend. All I wanted was for people to get very hurt by it and realize that I hate the Jewish people. That's what he said. He said those words. Okay, I may have misread it. He said, I don't actually hate Jewish people. And the video was just insight into the darker side of humor, a prank to annoy my girlfriend. I did not for people other than those who knew my comedy to see the video. I think that's fair. I mean, sure, you're posting things publicly, not privately, but you're not responsible if something becomes part of the zeitgeist. This went viral just because it went viral.
Okay, so
this is
crowd
like outrage culture that put someone in jail.
Yeah, but it wasn't
overreacted.
No, people were really calling for this guy to get it. It was that fucking dumb judge, or was that judge influenced by social media?
Well, this has been going on for what, 2 years?
Too long.
2 years?
Yeah. It says the prosecutors disagreed and said the video was an odious criminal act that was dressed up to look like a joke. The Crown contentions that the inclusion of the dog is an attempt to muddy the waters around him making, producing, and posting the video.
No, muddying the waters.
It could cause fear and alarm to the public and stoke religious hatred.
Yeah, because if you see a fucking pug trying to shake paw, you're like, get him, he's a Nazi, punch him! Does that mean we're allowed to punch this fucking pug?
Oh man, punching dogs.
You're punching dogs now.
And also girlfriend.
And his girlfriend.
And his girlfriend.
Because she's a joke.
Well, we know like the UK is no longer a free place because they like ban journalists from entering now.
Speaking of which, I'm moving to the UK and I'm going to miss Comic-Con. We will talk about that later.
Well, please do not make any jokes because you'll end up in jail.
Yeah, apparently. How am I gonna do Rafflecast from fucking the UK if this is what happens to you?
I mean, you might as well just die because you're going to get the death penalty.
I'm going to have to sail to international waters to record this thing.
Yeah. Just hide probably in the dark.
You know what? Nothing would be better for our popularity than if I got arrested for fucking indecency in one of those places. But you know what? I'm not forcing it. My thought was it might have been animal abuse. Like that was the angle they're going to take. But they didn't even take that angle.
I heard something online or they're using it as like destruction of property.
What, the dog has to be killed now because the response is like hail?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh no.
Wow.
It's like
like more like vandalism because they're viewing the dog as property.
It is property.
Right? Of a Jewish lady.
Is the dog a girl? Because then it's property. No.
Is he still with this girl? Is she like saying anything?
Do you stay with him through prison and racist dog? It's like, sure.
If she had a
I'm just wondering what her thoughts are.
If she was cool, yes.
His girlfriend appeared by his side during the proceedings. So, yes, they're still dating.
Well, you know what? That's a good girlfriend. It's like, listen, like, he's a shitlord, but he's my shitlord. That was a good Scottish.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a man these days.
How do you go and prosecute that kind of stuff when his Jewish girlfriend is right there?
That just makes no sense. How could you
say, a bunch of white guys are prosecuting him while his Jewish girlfriend watches.
How could you say that men are so hard to come by when women are just willing to give up on relationships even when they just need a little bit of work? I'm talking about Miklos. Oh. Hey, Selman, let's talk about your sex life for 33 minutes. What's the weirdest thing you've ever done sexually? Think about it.
Put it in.
I mean,
you have a lot of vanilla sex.
You can't give me these questions
because I know it sets you down a really dark path. I want you to dwell on that while we watch the next trailer.
Okay.
All right. So, do you guys want to do something comedic, something fantasy, something actiony, something intriguing? There's a really intriguing one that I'm curious to see what you
intrigue
guys think
me.
Of. All right. This one is called.
Thoroughbreds.
What is Thoroughbreds?
I have no idea.
All right, we're watching Thoroughbreds, guys. It's happening. And it's the second trailer. So you know it's really making a splash.
The fuck did my tabs go?
I hope this isn't bad. It's in the chat. All right. Okay, hey, it's that girl from Split. Right?
Yeah.
She's
and other things.
She's going to be attractive when she's older.
She looks like older. She has fetal alcohol.
God damn it.
Isn't she like 20? Yeah.
Her eyes are really far apart, but I like it. She reminds me of this girl I know, Gabrielle, voter for, and
who also has fetal alcohol syndrome.
Oh, she, you know, she's retarded, but I think that's just her being like a young girl. But
she also got that dick sucking lips.
She does. Oh, are we done with this movie? I don't know.
Her eyes are really
well. I don't know.
I dig it.
She looks like she should be Sid from Ice Age.
She simultaneously looks like the girl is the girl from Split while looking like the girl that should have been in Splice. Does that make sense?
Pew pew.
Yeah, all right. 3, 2, 1, go. Everyone fucking loves Thoroughbreds.
I'm sending you to boarding school.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this trailer
You're
already.
Off my payroll, princess.
Yeah, it looks
wow.
Sexy.
You hate him.
I don't like anything sexual.
You're thinking about just killing him?
She's
I think
young.
We should do it. Really? Really?
You mind this one, dog?
Kind of reminds me of Michelle Trachtenberg.
You're gonna blackmail me.
Hey, oh, yeah, that's totally. Yeah, this is the last movie I think
you
did before
I
died.
You want to watch the
I believe in you.
Last movie.
You got a creepy friend.
I know. Shall we? You cannot hesitate. The only thing worse than being incompetent or being evil is being indecisive. How's that feel?
Is that a magazine called Whoever cut the overlays for that trailer did not see the trailer.
There's also a way better trailer than that one.
Well, that was
the
a
first
really
one's way better.
Bad trailer. You know what?
I don't understand what that movie
I'm glad
is
that
about.
I watched
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
How bad it was. Yeah, I feel the
watch
exact
the first
opposite.
One and then know what it's about.
And therefore, I
still
I will
feel like
see.
I'm a bad person with this.
It's like the Haley Steinfeld effect. Like, you like watching her in bad movies because you remember not to be attracted to her because she's like 20.
Who's that?
She's a girl that was in True Grit and then went on to have a singing career where all of her songs are about her sexual awakenings.
Oh.
She's in Pitch Perfect.
Something in
Pitch Perfect about?
I'm so
it's about
hungry yesterday.
Singing.
Yeah. I didn't know that I was starving till I tasted you. Don't need no butterflies when you give me the whole damn zoo. Okay, the dog's getting up and leaving the room.
The dog is mad.
It's flu, not zoo.
Was I supposed to guess what song that was?
Yes.
By the way.
No, you were supposed to tell us about the weirdest thing you've done sex.
Yeah, what was the weirdest thing you've ever done sexually? What's the weirdest thing you've ever asked someone to do sexually that they got offended by? It's never happened to me, man. Girls are way freakier than I guess. They want, like, I will, like, pull things on
people. Maybe they just like.
You've never offended a girl in bed? Like, that shocks me, actually.
Yeah. Wow. It's crazy because considering how offensive I am on the streets, you think I'd be even.
You're actually a virgin, though, aren't you? You're just pretending like you have sex. Yeah. And knew it.
Could you imagine someone who as handsome as me with a huge, as thick as big as me was a virgin? Because it's true. Yeah. I am a virgin. Yes. Someone who's zero on a handsome skill with a tiny dick is a virgin. Shocker. Soman. Fuck you. All right. Can you guys hear this dog? This dog is crazy. He's sexy, though.
It's a she.
Even what kind of dog?
It's a pit bull cross.
Like, I love pitties.
She's like 100 pounds.
Cross with what?
A mountain.
Baby.
Like a 140 pound dog. And her mom was 60 pounds.
Ooh,
and the dog having
sex. And that no one would enjoy it.
That sounds terrifying.
I mean, that then you definitely know it's having sex with me because it's terrifying. Okay. This one is one that I'm finding super intriguing. I want to hear what you guys think about it. How are you guys with mindfuck movies?
I love like getting Memento? Mindfucked.
Yeah, like
it's the only fucked I get.
Oh, interesting.
It depends, like, what the intent is and how well it's executed.
You should see the way
it's if it's clumsily done, then it's whatever.
I definitely get that. But if you give me, like, some sort of... You take somewhere where people are acting real fucking strange and they gotta figure it out, like, Get Out, I'm fucking in.
I like mindfuck movies that I can't predict, because I have a really bad habit of being able to tell what the ending of a movie is.
American mindfuck movies, is what you're saying?
Pretty much.
Yeah. Memento's a British film.
Do you like Jacob's Ladder?
Jacob's Ladder is great. That's a Polish film.
I actually haven't seen that, but I've been told to watch it, so I should.
Starring the guy from Good Morning Vietnam and Mrs. Doubtfire. Okay, 3, 2, 1.
I thought it was a propane can.
Do you guys like It Follows and Babadook? I like those.
I was told.
I like both. Babadook was alright.
Neither.
I liked It Follows.
I don't like scary movies.
They sent us a video.
So they left
They're
a
not
call.
As scary as you think they are.
Wanted to say the Ascension is something that we've all been looking forward to. We couldn't be happier.
I want to go back.
Let's rejoin the Mormons, they say.
One day, one night, we come straight back.
Good to see you two. What the dickens brings you all the way out here?
Just thought we'd visit while you're here.
You're always here.
I used to make a guy
from Quantico.
They're all in like their 40s. They just look young.
It is. I love him.
She doesn't need the money.
Video.
And she was wearing the same outfit earlier. Ooh, creepy.
You want to know what runs all this? You go find it.
Who's next? We can't go back to our lives knowing that there's actually something out here.
It doesn't let me sleep. It doesn't let me dream. It's gonna control you. It's gonna control you over and over again.
We couldn't be happier.
There's something out here, isn't there?
I don't think it is.
I don't really
on a lot of DMT.
I don't understand what that was.
As long as it doesn't have a stupid ending like The Village.
That's cool. I think they're like go back to their cult, find out that their cult is actually great about the supernatural shit that's happening around them. Well, yeah, I guess I like that one a lot more than you fuckers do. I guess you guys don't.
I liked it. I just said I hope it doesn't have a stupid ending.
You know, fuck you guys.
They did not like Boss Baby, so
you guys didn't like Boss Baby. You guys is dick faces. How about that? All right. I'm reading Ready Player One right now. It is not a good book.
No.
But I got it as a Christmas gift, so I have to read it, which pisses me off.
No, you don't. You can just say you lost it.
Hey, You see that drone right there? I got that for Christmas, and I have not used it.
Because it's winter, and it's yeah, that's minus pretty 50. Much it. Yeah. So we have
and
a couple...
it doesn't have a camera. Like, what's the
oh,
point?
Oh, really? Yeah. So you're just flying it for fun?
I guess. It does it's tricks disgusting. And stuff.
That's pretty cool.
I thought you said drum, but you said drone. Good yeah. story.
The Spy Who Dumped Me is another trailer we could watch. I know it's going to be bad. Terminal, I'm not sure what it's about. Neither with the Titan. We have to watch Infinity War. But other than that, what do you guys think? Looking at this list, so we got Won't You Be My Neighbor, the what's that guy's name? Mr. Rogers.
What?
Did we parody?
Oh, no, yeah.
What about the trailers we didn't watch last time? Have any of those still yet to come out?
We have Venom still, we have I Kill Giant still, we have
I haven't seen the Fantastic Beasts 2.
I've never seen Fantastic Beasts. I doubt I give a fuck about the show. I'm always just curious to see what they look like more than anything. But Soman, we'll let you make the final call. You want to watch another Rampage trailer? What do you want?
No.
Let's watch a Rampage trailer. But
I hate you.
No, let's watch. Hold on, yeah, there. Let's watch the Japanese Rampage TV spot.
No. You know what? You don't get to choose either.
Dwayne Kayla, Johnson did it. No, learn Japanese.
Niklos is our special guest. He gets the pick.
Oh, Jesus.
Okay, deal.
Yeah.
Deal.
While he's deciding, we're going to discuss something real quick. What do you think that Count Dankula's punishment should be?
He should be let go.
There's so no punishment whatsoever. There should be no recourse if you do something like that on the internet, you think?
I mean...
YouTube could take away monetization.
I think he should have to... Someone should have to teach him some crazy things.
I think he should have to fix the dog so it no longer does that.
I think he has to gas 6 million Germans just to get revenge for the Jews. He has to become a Jewish
crusader. Wow.
He needs to denounce
Jesus.
Wait.
Yeah. Does that include all the Muslims that are in there now?
Oh, especially those ones.
Okay.
You know, so it's funny. I wrote a joke about Jewish stars being like in 1938. The Jews would wear German stars to show that they're a Jew. Goddamn, what can I speak today? In 1939,
English is hard.
The Jews would wear a star to show that one's a Jew. In 2018, one plays Fortnite to show that one's a faggot. And thank you. And I thought that I'd have to go back and do some research about stars just to make sure I was right about the date. And I found out that the Muslim Caliphate actually forced Jews to wear stars as well. It's an old thing dating back thousands of years. They've always been rocking the stars. That's why the Jews are the original niggers. They're the first ones to have bling bling.
Oh my God.
Have you chosen a trailer?
Yeah, the Titan.
All right, the Titan is up. So I don't know anything about the Titan. Soman, would you be able to pull up some information on it while we load up this trailer?
Okay.
And in the meantime, Kayla, what are you doing tonight, girl?
What'd you say?
What you doing tonight?
Going to bed early. I'm exhausted. I'm very exciting.
Please.
The Titan is an upcoming science fiction thriller film directed by Leonard Ruff. No Wikipedia entry. It stars Sam Worthington, Taylor Schilling, and Tom Wilkinson.
Well, you know that... what's that guy's name again? I just literally forgot it while I stared at him.
Sam Worthington?
Yeah, Sam Worthington. What were you saying, Kayla? Stop it.
That's all I was saying.
Sam Worthington. That's now your soundbite, by the way. That's why I did that. So that I've isolated audio for that soundbite. And I'm going to sample that constantly. Whatever.
No, you got to do pew, pew, wicka, wicka.
We have to by the end of it, we'll have a full beatbox, like sample plate, and someone will mix it together and make our theme song. Ooh, and that's really
yeah.
Yeah, okay, if you know people, let's look it up. And also, we
need know people.
A Raymond is thinking noise. We can mock him for being thoughtful.
Oh, so you mean this?
The sound of
just
nothing.
Dead silence? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. The sound of nothing.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
I hope, at first I thought he was trying to play something, now I realize the bit he's gonna be silent. So I'm gonna stop killing time and get this trailer loaded. Is everyone ready?
Yeah, we're waiting for you.
Waiting for who? Waiting for Boo.
Yo!
Who? Why don't you call me Boo Boo? Okay, on 3, 2, 1.
over the Pacific continues.
Oh my God!
Declared Los Angeles uninhabitable.
Is that what you're concerned about?
The base is full.
Ooh, Netflix original.
All under NATO.
Sam Worthington to be is sure a guaranteed blockbuster hit with Avatar and Clash of the Titans.
Be the first man on Titan. Remember when there were Avatar movies and they never came out?
This is a Clash of the Titans.
Resources have been depleted. In 10 years, half the world's population.
Ooh, a new type of sci-fi movie about us running out of resources. We haven't tackled that before.
But there is one.
No, I've never heard that story.
The largest moon.
Oh, we're going to go to. Oh, shit. We're going to go live on the moon.
Oh, wait.
We're going to live on Thanos' planet.
Titan is a sequel to this. This is the sequel to Clash the Titans and Remember the Titans.
Oh, I can tease that fart. Yeah. How do you smell, taste? It
smells like dog food, but I'm not ruling you
it's
out.
It's bigger than all of them.
But we're just Titanic. It's pretty
boring. Hey, is that Domino? Is that Zazzy Beetz?
No, you're just racist.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Who's that just changing?
Tell us something we don't know about.
Yo,
oh,
mama.
His skin's peeling? Yeah, this is shaming people with eczema.
Aww, triggered.
This is space research. It's criminal. I'm becoming violent.
He went into space and then was seen.
No, he didn't. He genetically modified him to live in space. Now
there is something alive. The chick from Orange is the New Black looks weird with brown hair.
Oh, that's where she's from! Orange is
the New Black. Got you, boo.
Now her hair is the New
Black. How can you tell me what he's become? Yeah. You thought it was a boy, didn't you?
Can't control it. All of us are dead.
So they tested on them, and now they have to live behind glass.
This is actually a prequel to Split. It looks like this fucking forehead looks like Split.
Totally.
It'd be funny
what
if like all movies tie together, but no one's noticed the pattern yet. But one day they will. Like they have all movies are actually the Marvel movies.
So much Marvel.
Speaking of Marvel movies,
the whole Stephen King universe.
yeah, exactly. How it.
So this movie is hotshot Air Force pilot Rick Jansen is chosen for a
military.
We're
not watching Rampage Chinese trailer. Okay, we will. Let's do this. Go ahead.
Oh God.
Oh, this right actually looks like it will be fun.
Oh God, both of you, Kayla. We have to go do our own cast called Bitches on Movies, and we'll drink wine and dish. That'll be great.
Oh my Everybody God. Can we like actually
we'll suck
that.
A bunch of dicks and talk about RuPaul's Drag Race and like check face set of one.
Why are you assuming that I suck penis? Like,
yeah, I just look at it and flick it like absently the way I do to a kale salad. Okay. Exactly. So I'm going to finish reading out what this dog shit's about. We got 8 minutes until we're out.
Hot shit,
motherfucking
okay, no need to continue. The movie is hot official. Shit, and that's what the movie is.
I just hope this is based on the game.
Yeah, it is. Awesome. It is actually based on the video game.
We don't need anything else.
Yeah, I actually just watched the prequel to this movie the other night, Jumanji.
The new one?
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It was actually kind of funny.
Yeah.
But actually, it was funny that everyone else did a transformative performance. Like, Jack Black's performance as a girl was fucking awesome. And, you know, the other ones played out of character. Except for Kevin Hart. Kevin Hart just shrinks from the fucking cyborg from Justice League into just Kevin Hart. And has his personality now. I'm like, God damn it. Can you show some range?
No. Because he's Kevin Hart and he's a horrible
actor.
Comedian and actor.
He is hacky and loud. But
he's
the Sarah Silverman of the male world.
The star of Soul Plane.
He's the Get Her Done guy, Larry the Cable guy. Yeah. He's the black Larry the Cable guy.
Larry the Cable guy is a character. This is actually who Kevin Hart is.
I know.
Kevin Hart woke up like this. Kevin Hart was like, man, Chris Tucker retired. I know what to do. Why are you saying I'm short? There. I just did a recreation of every line of Kevin Hart's from Jumanji. But other than that, I liked the movie.
Now,
it was fine. It was okay.
You.
I mean, it was stupid, but I liked it. Okay. I hated it. It was dog shit. Don't watch it. It was the best watch. It was great. I hated it. Okay, ready. 3. Wait, no. Tell us about hot shit, rock shit.
No.
Keep interrupting you.
Okay. I was just reading The Titan. Hot shit. Air Force pilot Rick Jansen is chosen for a military experiment that will create a human being capable
he's not even
of surviving.
The right one. No, he's reading the other one.
Saturn's Titan. The experiment is successful, turning Rick into a superhuman, but also creates deadly side effects, which threatens the life of Rick, his wife and family, and possibly humanity itself. So his sperm is cancerous, I guess, is basically.
Well, I guess finally, a movie that represents me. we were shitting on you for 15 minutes. You didn't say a word, being like, hey, guys, I wasn't reading that description. You stupid. I wasn't talking about Rampage, you dumb motherfuckers.
Can we watch Rampage now?
God, all right. All right, yeah, everyone keep up Rampage. Came up the game. Hey, Ray, you have to live translate this for us.
Yeah.
Good luck. Okay. 3, 2, 1.
Yo, Ottawa, Dwayne Johnson. Yes,
he says, I am Dwayne Johnson.
I've been working.
Oh, I'll translate for him while he's doing English.
More to come later. I want to say a special hello to audiences.
I'm
so excited to share this awesome Japanese trailer
Hinjutsu.
For my new movie, Rampage.
I'm out of Japan.
Now, having been to Japan
Sapporo.
Multiple times, I know
Tokyo.
Japan is delicious. Home to
I like
some
how
the best
the audio is not in sync.
But this movie will excite more than just the kaiju
almost. Oh my god, it's a little bit off. Just like Japanese. Do they not know how sounds make? Do you guys open your mouth before you make a sound? Is that why all the dubs have been off?
I'm hoping they did that on purpose.
I'm working on my Japanese, so
way too much.
Yes, I think that was good. Enjoy Rampage.
Whoa, why are you showing fucking... Why are you reviewing yourself? You paused for a full minute to review
someone's
your fucking self.
And the monsters.
Way too much.
Oh, he's trying so hard. Oh, God. How did you handle it?
I was just thinking, the only thing that's missing
trying
right now
so hard.
Is a crocodile.
You grow your eyebrows, it means you're feeling things.
There's lots of great actors.
Name one.
Kyoju Dairanto means great beast giant clash.
That's actually a better title for the movie. Okay, as someone here hasn't seen a little movie called Three Ninjas 3, The Return to Space Mountain. Film called Santa with Muscles. Someone hasn't seen.
I've seen all those movies.
It was actually over. Finding that Mega Mountain. It's the fourth one.
Remember Mr. Nanny?
Mr. Nanny or whatever the fuck it was.
I love Mr. Nanny. That movie was great.
All we're doing is proving what a great actor Hulk Hogan is. Thank you, Ray, for correcting me. I didn't actually mean that. I said it as in like a spite thing, because I think that's like what a regular reaction would be. And I'm only pretending for the sake of trying to act human. Hey guys, watch this. I'll play the intro real quick. Okay, did that work?
No, I don't think it did.
No.
No, all right, cool. That's the intro. Okay, finally, we got to wrap up soon. So our last bit is going to be the Avengers trailer. We've talked about this movie a whole bunch. It is up there with one of our most anticipated movies of the year, but was not our most anticipated movie of the year. Do you guys remember...
What is this movie again?
It's about wars that...
It's about a guy who has a fabulous glove.
Yeah. It's RuPaul's Drag Race All Stars.
I like fashion movies.
Yeah,
I like fashion.
Oh, I accidentally put it like a few seconds in, so you have to rewind it to the beginning. But it's a sequel to Devil Wears Prada, where she becomes transracial and turns purple, and because she loves Ursula from Little Mermaid, who doesn't. And then the Avengers have to stop Glenn Close or whoever that was, Meryl Streep. I can't tell the difference. Glenn Close was fucking Cruella de Vil, Meryl Streep, Devil Wears Prada. They're the same person.
Yeah.
By law, they're the same person. It's like everyone who's ever played Winston Churchill's. Now, Gary Oldman is now the guy from Third Rock from the Sun.
True.
Because they both played Churchill in the same year. That's what happened.
Actually, I like the guy from Third Rock from the Sun better.
John Lithgow?
What about everyone who plays Richard Nixon?
Yeah, man.
Have you ever seen Frost Nixon? It's a great film. I watched it on New Year's in my basement with my friends because I was amazing.
How exciting.
You know what my idea for that New Year's? My fucking shitty ex-girlfriend fell asleep at like 10, and then me and my buddy Brian, not the Brian you're thinking of, a different Brian.
Are you sure?
Yeah, no, I'm sure.
I was thinking of the right
Brian. You were thinking of the right Brian. It was a different Brian than the one you're thinking of.
I was thinking of Brian from Family
Frost Nixon, which is the most boring movie in the world. And then like somewhere between their debate, I'm like, hey, yo, it's New Year's. should I wake up Jamie or that girl? And
oopsie.
Someone remind me to do a big old edit at what is
cut
this?
That all a little bit.
58:47. You know what? I might just cut this entire podcast. That was a bad one. I'm like, should I wake this stupid cheating bitch up and tell her it's New Year's? And he looks over at her and he's like, thank you, Ray. Thank you so much. And
you're
he's like, no, he just looks at her disgusted. He's like, no, leave her. that was
and that's how the rest of your year went.
Yeah. What is it with ex-girlfriends? Hey, Ray, put a timestamp now because we're about to cut this out. What's it with ex-girlfriends blocking you on shit? Like, I wasn't even stalking them. They just pop up on my suggested friends. Then I notice that they're not. So I look into it and I'm blocked.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. I just feel like that's just showing you still like give a shit.
Sorry.
You know how many exes I've blocked? None, because I don't give a fuck.
I just assumed it was because you're asexual.
Like a plant?
Yeah.
Okay, time back in! Avengers! We gotta go! 3, 2, 1, avenge!
Oh, yeah, that was really good timing.
It started beeping as soon as I said 3, 2, 1, go. Did anyone hear that? I hope
the entire time.
You didn't fix it, so it still started in the middle. But I rewinded it myself.
I said that. It says the middle, so you gotta rewind it. So it gave you an hour.
No,
by
you
talking about my exes.
That's all you ever talk about.
No, we talk about porn and movies.
That's true.
Tell me his name again.
No one talks like that. What's that guy's name again?
We got one advantage.
Yes, whatever. Spider again.
She's coming
left. I've never seen so many men chase after a ring, am I right?
We have what Thanos wants. So that's what we use.
I got you.
I'm sad you got rid of the incest storyline between Scarlet
Witch and Scarlet Witch. Let's talk about this plan he is. I think it's
they still want to make it weird, but not too weird.
So let me do the plan, and that way it might be really
good. God damn, it's a lot like your murder in there.
Why is her hair blonde now?
You saw the Hulk get hurt.
I'm done. Half of humanity will still exist.
No!
Can I get it? Hey, he has a starship now! Is he a puppy on the bottom?
They changed her hair because Scarlet Witch has red hair. They didn't want two redheads because they're racist against redheads. Fuckers. I'm triggered by using his wit.
I'm Peter, by the way.
Dr. Strange.
Oh, yes, you're using your made-up names. Then I am Spider-Man.
I don't want them to kill my future husband.
Which one's your future husband? There's a lot of guys you could marry in there, except for, you know, Hawkeye, who's not in the trailer because he's garbage.
Talking about
Barry Carbon Sulfate. No, he's in America, obviously.
Carbon Sulfate.
What?
You know who else is not in the trailer? Nick Fury. You know who else is in the trailer? Maria Hill.
You know who else? Me.
Know who else?
You know who else? Ant-Man.
You know who else? Hulk. That one's confusing. Yeah. Oh, no, he is in the trailer. True. He's actually in the thumbnail. I'm an idiot. He must not have a lot to do in this movie. They're probably going to give a ton of time to all the female characters and the Black Panther characters, which they should. Because women,
all two female characters.
Because women and minorities are underrepresented in film, so we should modify stories that we already like to fit that narrative. And that's what one new
idea. Because why come up with new ideas? Am I right?
Yeah. Well, you know what? I don't give a shit. I don't fucking care. I just want a good movie. You guys can shoehorn whatever. This can be about the war in Iraq and about Trump. And Thanos may like want to build a wall to keep all the Wakandans out. I don't give a shit. As long as the movie's good, I'm in.
When will we learn Thanos has Tourette's?
The same time we'll find out where he gets a skin cream to make him fucking pink to purple. All right. Now that we've discussed that, thanks everyone for listening to Rafflecast. I'm not sure why you do it or why we do it, but we do, and you do, and it's a weird relationship. And I hope to continue.
Doo-doo.
It's a lot like any of my relationships, in which I hope to keep them going far past their expiry date because of a long-sense notion that if I don't hold on to love, I'll never achieve it. Thanks for listening. You can find me at Achilles and at Rafflecast. Kayla, where can I find you?
Kayla Quinn _9.
Mr. Soman Ray, Engineer Ray.
At Soman Rider.
And our special guest, Miklos Blackshaw. Second time appearance. We're going to have to give him an official title.
Ooh, sweet.
Yeah, maybe we'll have to get, maybe we'll have because to get we have Engineer Ray, we have Queen Kayla, and then what's yours going to be?
Well, I don't know. How I like it? Junkie Miklos.
Junkie Miklos. Junkie Miklos, let's join us. He's banned from Facebook, banned from Twitter. Where else are you banned?
Oh, I'm not banned from Twitter. I just don't use it. Because I think
so you just have no social networks right now?
I'm on Instagram.
You're banned from Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and they wouldn't even tell me why this time.
You should know better.
Like, hey, this photo you took of you holding a toy gun and a mask in a school that says, can't wait to start running around this school.
Oh,
true story.
Oh God!
That feels more arrestable than the pug thing, really.
Yeah, that seems way worse for some reason.
Yeah, true. Actually, probably because it just fucking happened.
Yeah, we called the cops ahead of time to let them know we were there.
There you go.
Yeah, people with no sensibilities.
You warn them. It's like I'm taking over this school.
I don't get kicked off Instagram for posting it.
We are the pissy police.
Instagram
should
is
that guy have called the Anti-Defamation League before making the pug video? Then
he's like, "Hey, is it okay to teach my dogs not Nazi salutes?" It's like, "Yeah, but you're probably gonna end up with a dumb Scottish judge who's gonna sentence you anyway. So have fun with that." That's one of those things that I think will go to appeals and be overturned, because if they set a precedent like this, it's gonna really, really fuck them over in some way. There's gonna be some politician, somebody that they don't want to fuck with, who's going to, you know, share some meme that's gonna be slightly offensive, and it's gonna cause the same shit.
What are you talking about? This is how you get rid of all right wingers.
Oh God, conservatives are the best. Anything else anyone would like to say before we sign off?
I like big butts and I cannot lie.
Thank you everyone for listening. That I felt so dear.